Picture this. Your thumb is scrolling. 100 brands blur by. And then, stop. A tiny animation. A confident color. A shape that reads as trust. And suddenly, someone leans in. That micro pause is where decisions start. Today, we'll turn that pause into a system you can sketch, ship, and measure.
Right. I've literally lost an afternoon to a homepage that pulled me in. It's those memory hooks we want to design into a customer's story, not just make something pretty.
Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors. I'm Michael Wallace from MG Wallace Design Studios, and with me, my collaborator in creative problem solving, Wendy. We're going to walk you through narrative maps, how to find the emotional moments that matter, pick visual pivots that answer them, and stitch those pivots into assets your team can actually use.
And real quick, if you're listening and want to follow along, we built printable worksheets and a rapid map template. Register at mgwdstudios.com/submit to grab them after the episode.
So what is a narrative map in studio terms? It's a simple timeline of customer moments, those tiny emotional beats annotated with a sensory answer. Not just make it blue, but this moment needs calm. Use soft blues, human faces, and rounded corners. You map intent to visual behavior, so every touch nudges attention and trust.
Give me the usual nodes you pin to a map. What should designers be listening for when they interview a client or audit analytics?
I listen for four quick beats. First glance, curiosity. Decision point, clarity and trust. Conversion, reassurance. And retention, delight. Each needs a focused pivot. Color temperature, shape language, motion rhythm, and a repeatable icon system that signals the same brand idea across sizes.
Curious. And when we deploy those pivots across print, web, and signage, the recognition lifts significantly. In one rollout, the brand color and icon family increased recall at point of sale. Same look, more familiarity.
Exactly. Let me illustrate with a tiny verbal demo. Imagine the checkout hesitation. The feeling sentence is, I'm worried I'm choosing wrong. Your pivot, calm blues, tight human photos inside rounded frames, and a small trust badge near the CTA that subtly expands on hover. Say that out loud, and you already have a design direction.
Wait, pause on that badge idea. How would you translate the hover into a static print or a poster? Clients always ask that.
You replace motion with visual cues, a soft gradient that implies breathing, a subtle radiating pattern, or a directional highlight that points to the CTA. Printers and signage shops get a tactile version of the animation.
Nice. So motion becomes pattern or gradient in static media. That way the system reads the same even without code.
Here's a friction point I always bring up. Consistency is great, but isn't there a risk of being predictable? How do we keep a brand lively while maintaining recognition?
Good. Love the pushback. The balance is limited variables. Keep a core palette and a primary shape family locked, then rotate secondary colors, motion styles, or photo treatments by node, so the hero feels different, the post-purchase email feels softer, but the underlying shape language ties it together.
From production, I'll add, clients often have tight budgets and expect dozens of variants. The limited variables approach keeps costs down. Build a master pack and reuse it. Also include usage notes so implementers don't invent variations that break the system.
I want to turn that into a practical shortcut for busy teams. What's a 15-minute rapid map look like in a client session?
Four fast steps. Pick the highest traffic page, list three feelings visitors might have, assign one visual pivot per feeling, sketch one reusable asset per pivot. You leave with a starter kit and clear next steps. No over-engineering.
And in delivery, include clear when-to-use notes, which hero goes on web, which variant goes to print, which icon is for onboarding. That reduces back and forth and saves billable hours.
All right, let's do a 60-second imagination break. Grab a pen and scrap paper. I'll guide you. Write a one-line feeling a visitor has at first glance. Pick one color that answers that feeling.
sketch a single shape or icon that points to the CTA. 60 seconds. I'll count down. Start now.
Back with us? Keep those marks. You just created a node, raw, useful, and shareable.
That result is why the map matters. But Michael, what if a client insists we build dozens of variants? How do you keep the system useful, not bloated?
You push for decisions that enforce limits. Ask them to pick a primary palette, one accent, and one motion style for customer-facing touchpoints. Offer 3 scalable templates instead of 20 bespoke pages. Show them the rapid map output in a client session. When they see the simplicity, they usually sign off.
And make implementation anti-friction. Hand over files with clear naming, export presets for printers, and a short 60-second video showing which asset goes where. That protects the system and keeps the brand consistent.
Before we close, one more imagination break, audio only. Close your sketchbook and picture a brand that needs instant trust. Visualize a hero image, then shrink it to a social card, and then to a tiny icon. In 60 seconds, see if the idea still reads at each size.
Open your eyes. If your thumbnails read as the same brand, you've solved a huge cross-platform problem. If not, iterate those 3 sizes until they do.
Quick takeaways. 1, always start with a one-line feeling for the customer. 2, limit core variables so your system is consistent but flexible. 3, deliver assets with usage notes so teams implement without guessing.
If you want the worksheets and the rapid map template, register at mgwdstudios.com/submit. Download the printable packet and the timed sprint sheet. Try a 15-minute rapid map this week. And if you want, share a thumbnail with hashtag ImagineWithMGW so we can see your work.
Small experiments beat perfect launches. Do one node, ship one asset, measure one result.
That's our dive into turning customer stories into visual systems. Thanks for joining us at the Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. Imagine boldly, design brilliantly, connect creatively. See you in the sketchbook.